again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 202 of a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years. Since this is the birthday week for WHKP, celebrating its 50th birthday on Thursday, I'm taking the liberty of highlighting some of the people who involve WHKP in an active role in community affairs. And today, Joe Kirkendall, and with remembrances of her husband, Cal. Back 50 years ago, when I first joined WHKP, the programming gurus of that era prescribed that a woman's program should be part of the morning schedule offered by all broadcasters. It's sort of now like the gurus say that every evening TV newscast must have at least three faces, one of which shall be a female, and preferably one a member of a minority. Broadcasters live by these so-called expert formulas and follow them like sheep. WHKP couldn't afford back then to hire a woman from the outside to do a program, so we persuaded WHKP's secretary and office manager, Janet O'Neill, to do a program. She thoroughly detested this extra chore. We then persuaded Mary Barber to do a full-blown woman's program on a daily basis. I acted as producer, and the show was a big success for about a year, but Mary's husband, Jody, could not condone that Mary was putting in all those hours, even back in the 40s, for $4.50 a week. Our sales staff kept saying you couldn't sell advertising on a woman's program. So this became just a direct personnel expense, and considering that I worked more than 40 hours a week for $35, we simply couldn't afford more than that. The next commitment in women's programming was made as a decision of the heart. Both our children had begun their education at Immaculata School, and we personally knew the Mother Superior, Mother O'Brien. She walked in one day and said simply she was looking for work. She was not dressed in her habit, and outside investigation revealed to me that she and Father Howard Lane, the parish priest, had come to a parting of the ways, and he had dismissed her as Mother Superior, and she was cast into the world. We had no budget, but I felt morally compelled to provide some means of support for this inspiring and salubrious person. She even tried to help us sell advertising on her program to support the little budget for the broadcast. But a former nun, however dedicated, is not the world's best salesman. It would be 1957 before we found ourselves truly involved totally in a woman's programming effort, and that was when we hired Jo Kirkendall, wife of Cal. Jo was a graduate of Queens College and a graduate of the radio course of the Fagan School in New York. Her husband, Cal, was at that time owner and operator of a home and auto store, but would ultimately dispose of his business and become executive director of the Hendersonville Merchants Association during the massive Central Business District downtown renewal project. Joe's first guests were Mary Barber and Ernie Frankel, and she said she was so scared she wrote out a script for everything that would be said. On a broadcast marking her 15th anniversary on the air, Mary again was a guest, and Ernie Frankel called her from Hollywood. In the early years of the Jo Kirkendall Show, the Associated or United Press fed daily features to the station, lengthy filler material with recipes, book reviews, consumer analysis, comments on Broadway shows and the movies, and this material was always a backstop for Jo. In Jo Kirkendall's heyday, I had the pleasure of the pleasant morning greeting. I'd see her wrestling with her books and reviews and scripts, and would note the various guests coming and going during her hour-long origination. But the station at that time was head over heels involved in trying to make cable television a success, and frankly, we were in the cable business 30 years too soon. The rules were so stacked against the local cable operator back then, we had even resorted to originating local bingo games from our studio in hope of selling customers. So when Doug Brooks, our program director, came in one day and said, "Joe's celebrating her 15th anniversary," my first reaction was, "Good." He explained to me the planning that had gone on to honor Joe, and I thought, "Great, the staff's on the ball." Doug suggested a plaque and insisted that I conjure up the wording. So I went into the office and wrote, "We present this plaque to Jo Kirkendall on this, the occasion of your 15th anniversary broadcast. To communicate is to understand. You have informed and entertained many. You've reached out to touch and understand a community. We commend you, we admire you, and we thank you. It was nothing poetic. It wouldn't pass muster for more than a 24-hour remembrance, but Joe liked it. She not only was active in many community organizations, but husband Cal Kirkendall was the single strongest moving force in tying together all the efforts to revitalize downtown Hendersonville. The Kirkendalls, wonderful memories of this seventh child of a seventh child, with the good luck of having been born here, the good sense never to leave, and a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we head into the next 50 years.